from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There is football tonight, the Hall of Fame game. And before we get into what, Doran, you brought up as something you want to see, we're not going to be seeing Caleb Williams. And Pat didn't know how you felt about this. You're both really annoyed by the fact that there's no Caleb Williams. Why?
I mean, what, he's a rookie quarterback. They have a new offensive coordinator. They have new players on the offense. And, I mean, he hasn't established himself yet. Like, I don't know what we're doing. Like, usually quarterbacks and players that sit out are established. The Aaron Rodgers, even Russell Wilson to an extent. You know, you're not going to probably see Joe Burrow. You're not going to see the big-time quarterbacks as Josh Allen's because they were established. They played NFL football. They played at a high level, the Mahomes. What has Caleb Williams done? And have they seen enough in camp for them to say that he doesn't need to play? It makes zero sense. Are they trying to hide him? Are they trying to coddle him? I just don't get it, and it really bothers me.
It bothers me, too. It would bother me if I was a member of that team, you know, and I was a fourth-year player that's playing in the game. You know, this is a team that stunk.
Yeah.
Right?
And has stunk.
It needs to, you know, you're mortgaging your future on this guy, and he hasn't played an NFL game yet. He needs every rep he can get, and I struggle with this level of kind of what seems to be entitlement. I struggle with it because, you know, I believe at that position more than any other position, the odds are stacked against you as a quarterback. People already think you have it easy. You're given everything as the first overall pick. You've got to earn the respect of others. If it's his choice or his preference not to play, like if I'm him, I'm begging to play.
Yes.
I don't think it is his choice. I think it's all Eberflus. Like, I don't think...
Let me play a series. I'll hand a ball off 5 times.
Oh, I agree with you that he should be campaigning to play, but I don't think that they would allow him to have the final say.
See, that's been my problem, and I know Whaley is enamored with his talent. So am I. But, you know, when you after a game, say I want to go home and cuddle with my dog, you know, like, this dude just, I want to see that he has it. Like, it. Does he love football? Because I don't think he does. And I want it, not playing in a preseason game, I don't care if you hand the ball off 5 times and punt. Play. You should be begging to play. You should be saying to the media, I want to play, but they're not letting me play.
Why do you say, like, it is Eberflus, guys? Like, why do you think that they made that decision? Like, what is their reasoning behind him playing?
I don't want to get him hurt. I don't know.
I mean, it's football. What are we doing?
Like, it's...
You're going to have the extra game, so you play him the 3 regular ones, I guess.
That's not a bad call.
Would the thought process be? But mine would be this, similar to you guys. It doesn't bother me. It bothers me from an enjoyment of the Hall of Fame game standpoint. Like, if he were playing, I'd be much more interested and probably not going to fall asleep. But I would want to see him against other jerseys as much as I possibly could to develop a rapport with my guys, even if you play your guys more than Houston's going to play their guys. I mean, I'd want to see him on air as much as possible with his guys because you're trying to develop that relationship.
Houston, you know, went to the playoffs last year. Chicago won, what? 4 games?
It was bad.
I mean, you got to earn it. You just have to earn it. I don't care if you're the first overall pick or not. It's disappointing to me. And again, the air of arrogance around it from the beginning
You just have it out for Caleb.
I don't. I really don't. I think he's got generational talent.
It's because he was throwing to Jordan Addison.
No, I love Jordan Addison, but I just, like, go play. Go play and prove it. Prove that you're better than how you played on the field last year. Because I didn't see, he wasn't that good.
No, not last year. No. I mean, he does have, like, you know, the talent to be good. I mean, but if I'm the NFL, I'm probably pretty pissed off right now. Because this is probably, they knew that they were going to have the first pick. They knew that he was probably going to be the first pick. They wanted to showcase him in this game. And it's the Hall of Fame game to kick off the season. Like, you want to bring in as much engagement and eyes as possible. If he was playing, a lot more people would be probably interested in watching.
Yeah, it's the whole Paul Skeens All-Star game
thing. Yes, yes. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, if I was the NFL, I'd be like,
you're playing.
Yeah, like, yeah. He needs to play. He needs to be out there. We need to see him with a Chicago Bears helmet on and calling plays and hearing his cadence. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
You did say you were excited about the new kickoff rules and getting to see that for the first time.
I am. I think it's going to be very interesting. I think it's gonna lend another element to the game. Because and I haven't seen it yet, but from whatever I've garnered and all the information, I believe it'll be ran like a offensive play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of thinking and doing the logistics in my head. Like, I would put, you know, say you are, like the Ravens. Who's their backup quarterback? They have a couple backup quarterbacks that can actually run. Like, if I have a backup quarterback that can run, like, they will be back there because how close everybody is, and if you could find lanes, but if you could also throw lateral to another guy, like, you could create plays off of that, and it could be interesting. It could definitely be interesting. So I'm anxious to see how that actually looks and what different things can and possibilities could come off of that.
Yeah, I mean, the separation between the receiving team and the kicking team is going to be significant.
It's going to be a competitive play now.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's going to be your chances of success in scheming something up, it's far less reactionary, far more like you could be proactive,
right,
in how you plan to utilize personnel, alignment, all those things. I'm fascinated to watch it. It's probably as big of a change as any rule we've seen, aside from probably targeting,
yeah,
that we've seen in football in the last decade.
Yeah, it doesn't do it for me. That's when I pee. That's when I get my beer. And I didn't need it. I wasn't asking for it. I don't know that anybody was asking for it. Maybe players. Maybe players union.
It might do something for you, though. If you see something that happens and, like, there are big plays, like, you ain't going to want to miss that, right?
Correct. Correct. But it's not going to keep me around watching this game.
Oh, okay.
For longer than a half hour until I finally snooze myself to sleep on the couch.
Okay, I got you.
But overall, yeah, sure, I think it's fine. I think it's fine, and it may well wind up making kickoffs great again, for lack of a better way of saying it. Nobody kill me. Nobody get mad at me, okay? Just relax. Everybody chill.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.